What's going on, Real Ass fans? This is the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez. Did you know that we do this show live twice a week, every Monday and Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern? You can watch the show live exclusively at GasDigitalNetwork.com. Gas Digital members not only get the live stream, but you also get the video version of the show, live chat, archived episodes, plus brand new episodes 5 days before they go to Google Play, iTunes, or anywhere else. We've also got a bunch of other great shows on the network, like The Joss the Show, Legion of Skanks, Bruce Buffer's It's Time, and brand new, starting right now, Believe You Me, with UFC middleweight champion Michael the Count Bisping. That's GasDigitalNetwork.com. When you check out, use the promo code RAP, and you save $1 on monthly membership. Plus, you get a 14-day free trial to see if you like it. That's just $6 per month. That's GasDigitalNetwork.com. Promo code RAP when you check out. And even if you can't subscribe for the exclusive content, you can still help us out by going to iTunes right now, subscribing for free for the audio version, leaving us a positive review and a 5-star ranking. Thanks for listening. Keep being a real ass dude. Hey guys, today's show is brought to you by TickPick. This is an incredible brand new ticketing service that allows you to easily find tickets to any event without any fees. That's right. The price you see next to each ticket is the price you're going to pay at checkout. There's no hidden fees, no commissions. Customers save an average of 10 to 15% on every purchase. Another great feature is they give you seat views. So for every major sporting event, you get the view from your seat before you buy the tickets. You don't like what the tickets are going for? No problem. Turn the tables and let the sellers know what you're willing to pay. You can also scan tickets on your phone, share e-tickets with friends and more. Fans of the show need to go right now and use the promo code REALASS10 for $10 off a purchase of $49 or more. So make sure if you're using TickPick, use the promo code REALASS10, $10 off your purchase of $49 or more. But check this out. This is the way you can really support the show, okay? This is the important part, okay? Because we want you to make purchases, but it doesn't even matter if you make purchases, okay? Because in the description of this episode, click the link and download the app right now. Download the TickPick app. This is important, dude. If you never even use it, it doesn't even matter. The most important thing is you have it on your phone. Obviously, we want you to use it. When you download it, you're going to love it. It's super easy to use. It's going to make buying tickets an incredible experience. It's less money than you're paying for tickets. You can set your prices. You have all these amazing features. But the most important part is downloading this app, and that's how you help the show. They make finding tickets to live events super simple, and this way you have it on your phone and ready to go the next time your favorite band is in town or you have a sporting event that you want to go to. So right now, while you're listening to the show, just go down to the live show description, click the link, and download that app. It's TickPick. It lets them know that we sent you, and then you can use the app whenever you want. There's no purchase necessary. Go download the app now, and let's get into the show.
You're never really sure what these dudes will say. Hosted by Zach Amico and Luis J. Gomez for Prez, cause he talks that real shit. When it comes to comedy, man, he's the Joan Jett. Zach holding it down, he's known as a sniper. Got you laughing so hard you might need a diaper. Mondays at noon and every Wednesday too. You got these two coming through to entertain you. Talking to guests and the topics are jamming. And Luis loves giving shit to his producer Shannon. The superstar worldwide, yeah, Amico slamming. And you never know what the PR Rattlesnake is planning. So here we go, yeah, you know we're ready to rock. Because the Real Ass Podcast is about to drop.
I like this new intro opening. Just a shot of me.
Yeah, nice. Very nice. Nice, nice, nice. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. I am Luis J. Gomez. He's the international superstar, Zach Amico. Still not lined up, Mike. You fat fucking idiot. You fucking dumb fuck. Fucking asshole. Fucking stupid fucking dumb fuck. Jerk off fucking idiot.
Almost there. You're close.
You almost got to fucking use your eyes. That's all you got to do. You just use your eyes, man. You're a fucking dummy, dumb fucking idiot. Fuck, man. That's not Shannon, everyone. Guess who it is. Everyone, guess who the fuck you're listening to right now. Mike Harrington. Oh, he's the worst. He's a great assistant producer, but when it comes down to being a head producer and being at the fucking
Dude, if this was a spaceship, dude, we just got crushed. We got fucking, if we were on a battleship right now in space, we're done, dude. It's like
we sucked in the wormhole.
We fucking crashed on the way out of the giant spaceship that we're inside of. Taking off. We blew up in the fucking thing. We killed multiple other aliens because dumb fucking retard fucking Mike Herring from Sector 7 doesn't know how to fucking use the fucking control panel. He has no idea, and that's my fault because I trusted him again. This is the old Lewis, by the way. This is how every hammer fisting used to start when I used to have shitty producers before we used to pay people. But guess what? Guess what Mike gets? Paid.
You know,
abused, but he gets paid.
I also want to point out that I walked into Lewis being like, hey, man, if we start a couple minutes late, if the shot's a little bit off, don't worry about it. All right, just relax.
I didn't say if the shot's a little bit off.
Buddy,
if the shot's off, I'm going to fucking obliterate you.
Relax.
I'm going to murder you. I said measure twice, cut once. He didn't measure. He just started snipping like a fucking asshole. He's cutting and cutting and cutting and cutting.
I hope he is.
Just willy-nilly.
God damn it, dude. Can you cut your fucking wrist in a bathtub? Yeah. I'm too nice to Shannon. Actually, this is the better Lewis. I'm better when I abuse my my employees, and I hold back on Shannon. Because I had to think if she would have made the same mistake, would I have gone that hard?
No, you would have stopped at, like, dumb idiot blonde bitch, and then she would have been like, nah, and you would have been like, ah, it's all right.
I'd be like her.
It's the abusive OG.
By the way, this episode is brought to you by weed, my weed abusive OG. That's the name of the strain that I got, and I was like, yes, I want that one.
Strong backhand.
That's my shit, dude. Get backhanded by a little bit of weed. Okay, look, man, we got a great show. And maybe I'm being a little bit sensitive, and maybe I'm being a little bit crazy right now, because we're in a world right now where we're under attack constantly now, and I'm just in a corner, okay? So what happens when you're in a corner, Richie? When somebody puts Richie Redding in a corner, by the way, welcome to the show, Richie Redding's here.
Yeah, what's up?
What happens when somebody puts Richie in a corner?
Nobody puts Richie in a corner.
But if somebody did,
you gotta come out swinging, baby.
You start swinging.
Yeah.
You start swinging. And that's what I'm doing right now. My whole life I've been put in a corner, so that's why I wildly swing. But now they're really putting the pressure on.
I think we're all sitting around thinking about what's going to come out about us.
Is that what it is?
I mean, yeah.
I don't think I'm the only one at this table who made a list this week.
You took inventory?
Oh, did I?
No, can I tell you
possible why? Apologies to write.
Can yeah, I tell dude, you why get, nothing's going to
get on those 12 steps, man. Start making amends.
No, nothing's going to come out about it. Well, here's – no, maybe it will. If you're pretending to be a fucking nice guy and you're pretending to be a fucking – feminist ally and you're pretending to be on that team,
then
it's gonna, the shit's going to hit the fan. We saw it with Jamie Kilstein a while ago, who's doing Legion of Skanks tonight. We saw it with Louis C.K. We're having a trial for him to see if he is able to come back to comedy.
Yes.
Yeah, if he's allowed to be a comedian. We have Nick Mullen as the prosecution.
Oh,
he's defending himself. Legion of Skanks, judge, jury, and execution.
Uh-huh.
We're actually going to kill him if he loses. Which is pretty fucking awesome, dude. We're going to beat him to death with giant rubber vaginas.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do they make black rubber pussies?
I'm sure they do.
They have to, right?
They're probably purplish.
But I feel like when you do a black cock, there's a reason, because it's a big black cock. Why would you want a purpley, ugly black pussy? Not that they're, you know, they're all pink on the inside, but
yeah,
black pussies aren't really the nicest things.
I just picture being kind of like the grape bubba gum.
Your black guys love it?
Yeah, it's made specifically.
There we go. Okay.
Okay, the black ass makes sense, though.
That's kind of nice, though. I dig that. That's pretty good. So so here's the deal. We're in day, like, 8 of Louis Gate. What is this? Where how far are we into it? We're in a fucking wormhole, man. I'm doing a lot of space references today.
Yeah, no.
We're in a spaceship, guys.
I think he posted the apology thing on Thursday because he knew it was dropping on Friday.
No, he posted the apology after.
No, his movie was supposed to come out. His movie was supposed to have its debut screening Thursday night.
No, he got a – okay, so – but no, he was a day ahead of it.
No, whatever. He wasn't.
No, he wasn't. No, he was a day after
You're
it.
You're fucking wrong.
They pulled his movie in advance of the article coming out. The article came out Thursday evening. His apology came out Friday during the day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's a whole shitstorm now. And here's the thing, right? Now it's become – there's a new article every day that's coming out. The one today by Lindy West was just incredible.
Oh, my God.
It just said – what's the name of the article?
Men Aren't Funny.
Why Men Aren't Funny.
Yeah.
Now she's just blatantly like, you guys just aren't funny.
Right.
Just, we're not funny. Men aren't funny.
Well, I mean, She was using the women aren't funny thing against men, but yeah, my God.
If you're, you're a journalist, like, how are you using clickbait? If you're supposed to be, if you're writing for the New York Times, how are you using clickbait?
How is she writing for the New York Times?
You know,
she's promoted herself.
It's crazy. So, you know, it's the article isn't even really about men not being funny, right?
Right.
But I just find it so funny that this is – most people aren't going to read that article. So most people are just going to read that as, oh, did you hear Lindy West said women men aren't funny?
Yeah.
So she's trying to get people to read the article, which I understand the clickbait side of it. But then if most people – if 99% of the people that just pass by it don't read it, isn't that counter – intuitive to your point, if people aren't getting the message and they're getting the wrong message, yeah, isn't it just kind of counterintuitive? Here's the thing, right? We were supposed to have Christina Galston on the show today. And Christina Galston's a very funny female comedian, and she's on the roast battles before, and I guess she does a show with you, which you're going to plug in a minute.
Yeah.
And she didn't show up. So I got to be honest with you. Every dude that I know shows up for the fucking podcasts.
Yeah.
That is a very female fucking thing to do, to not show up. Okay? And my blood is boiling right now that Christina didn't show up. And I'm sure I'm praying to God that she's dead, because I'd like to believe that she would not disrespect a show like this. I like Christina a lot. We had a really great conversation the other night. But she didn't fucking show up. And I think that, in my opinion, I've watched for a very long time, female comedians, even funny ones, they don't put in the same type of fucking work that their male counterparts put in. And if you're a funny female comedian and you work hard, it's done. You are going to fucking make it.
Yeah, hard-working, funny female comedian.
It's over. Yeah. Dude, it is over. Name one female comedian that is really, really funny, that works hard, that doesn't have shit going on, that's not – actually getting on TV, not getting agents, not getting meetings, not – I'm not saying maybe they haven't broke yet, but they're fucking on the way. There's none. I can name 100 funny dudes, 3 in this room, that have nothing going on.
I'm 2 of them.
Yes. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I mean, how many of the chicks that get Montreal every year will I not body on stage?
It's crazy. Physically.
Just
Rizzy will attack – undeserving female comedians.
Yeah, these elbows are like tack hammers.
Yeah, doggy, you know what's going on.
Yeah. Catch a bitch in the temple.
So I want to read this article that Lindy West wrote, which is great. And I don't even want to talk about Louis anymore.
This was unavoidable.
We've spent so much time talking about Louis that I got to – we're having a Louis band today. For every time I say Louis on the show today, Mike Harrington, you get $5. So get a Louis, like a Louis –
That's five.
Fuck.
It's a five-ski there.
I said twice. I said it twice right there. No. I stuttered and said it twice. Fuck my life. Get some sort of ka-ching sound effect if I do it, so I'll know. Now all you're going to be doing is paying attention for that word. Not if anybody else says it. Only if I say it, Mike.
You say what?
I'm not stupid, fucking asshole. Homo say what? Remember when that used to work?
Oh, yeah.
Just call people gay. It was so great, dude. That was it. Like, homo say what? What? Dude, you're a homosexual.
One of my favorite things is to watch, like, hood comics come in and actually do a show in the city and like, do some kind of crowd work of, like, what are these two dudes, gay? And they're like, yeah.
Yes, they are.
Just how it goes nowhere in New York.
But that's the funny part. It's like they, you know, they're trying to change that, and I understand that. Like, you know, you don't want to attack gay people, but then it should be, if the idea of where comedy is going is that you can't attack anybody, then it should be you can't attack men either. And if comedy is going to a place where it's going to be only women and gays, which is like, that's the idea of all these things. It's like men have had it, you know,
burn down the table.
Yeah. And then, you know, women should be at the helm of comedy and gay men should be. Let me explain to you guys something. Okay. The reason why women want to be in comedy is because it is a boys' club, and it is sort of to break through. It's kind of a special thing, right? I don't think it's a bad thing that comedy is quote-unquote a boys' club. Men are attracted to this career. There's no barrier of entry. When you start doing stand-up comedy, there's nobody telling you you can't do it. More men happen to get into this than women. So when women break through and get the respect of the men and they write with their balls and they're as funny as the dudes, guys are not only accept it, they fucking love it. They appreciate it.
Yeah.
The audiences in general have kind of changed their perception on all this. The audiences are rooting for women now. In the 13 years that I've been doing comedy, I remember women were very soft. They would hit very soft 13 years ago. Most women comedians. Mm-hmm. This is the truth. If you looked at any show and you looked at the lineup, the women just were not hitting as hard. And it's not that they weren't as funny as they are today. Well, maybe it is. But it was two things. I think the audience, number one, right now is really into the idea of women being funny. And they really want them to do well. You see that in roast battle, dude. The girls fucking kill.
Yeah, it's impossible.
You know?
Yeah.
But the other thing is, I think that now, I think 15 years ago, women were writing jokes about, you know, being in the kitchen and their period, and, you know, women are like this and men are like this. And it wasn't coming from the same type of dark, fucked up place that a lot of male comedians were writing shit from. Now the narrative is, like, women are just fucking kind of talking about darker shit, fucked up shit. Their head is in a space of, like, yeah, we're victims. Their head is in a space of, like, yeah, we're things are unfair for us. And that's, I think, why women are writing funnier shit right now.
They're coming from the disadvantaged place.
Yes, which is – it was always the knock on women. It's like, oh, well, yeah, women kind of have it easy. So they could – how could they be funny? You know, they can get dick and they could get a job because they could walk in and be pretty, which is an old-timey way to think. But those things are like – I think those are all good things. But it doesn't mean that there has to be an attack on men, because if you take men out of the equation in comedy, comedy is not as good. Less fucking get real. The reason it's special for women to get there, or fucking – other groups to get there, is because men have made comedy incredible. It is Chris Rock and Louis C.K. and fucking Eddie Murphy and all of the legends that we talk about. Everyone's top 10 and top 20 list. Let's get real. We always shoehorn in a fucking Ellen or a Roseanne Barr just to give credit to a fucking woman.
I hate when people are like, Joan Rivers, top 5. It's
shut
like,
the fuck
tell
up.
Me your favorite Joan Rivers special.
Nobody knows one. Mm. Nobody knows a single joke. So, you know, and that's the problem. And if you try to take men out of it, what you're doing is you're making comedy less good. And in turn, now women are a part of something that's not even fucking good anymore. Who gives a shit? I don't even want to be a part of that.
Yeah, well, dude, that's part of the whole backlash shit in general. Like, on Love It or Leave It, the Pod Save America guys, they did a post-election special. I forget who. It might have been – maybe it was Jen Kirkman. It was some female comic that they're like, so what do we do moving forward? She's like, I say no more white men. Like, dudes, white men have had such a run for such a long time, and they ruined the country. Let's start a party with no white men. Like, really, bitch? That's your answer, is to exclude half of your own family?
Yep.
You know?
Simple as that. No more white men, and they're okay with that. It has nothing to do with anything else except skin tone and your gender. And you go, it's bizarro world. Because if you look at it, and you, it's just completely flipped upside down. It's completely flipped upside down, and it just sounds so racist to me as a man who's proud of being a man. You know what I'm saying? And it sounds so bigoted. It sounds so kidding me?
Yeah, but when you do comedy in America and not in New York or L.A. or San Fran, people don't get fucking offended. Like, it's the middle parts of the country. It's impossible to – like, you're never going to catch, like, a feminist crowd that's gonna bristle.
They want to just hear funny shit.
Yeah.
Those are the people – look, here's the truth. Nobody's going out and buying tickets to go see all of these fucking women. And they want to go, like, oh, well – you know, that's an issue. It's like, you know, there's an infrastructure and there's a systematic problem with, you know, men not wanting to come and see women. It's like, bitch, be funnier. I don't know what you want me to say. Amy Schumer was selling at the Garden. You know, there's a path there. Stop trying to fucking make everything even for everybody. It drives me out of my fucking mind. As a brown person, it drives me out of my fucking mind, period.
Brownish.
Sort of.
Yeah.
I think it also drives you crazy because you're raising someone that's going to become a man in this society.
Yeah, of course. Well, I'm going to try to make him gay.
Yeah.
Good call. You're doing great so far.
Only one way to do that. Isn't it crazy? Like, it would be – it's better – it's in entertainment, it is way better right now to be a gay man or a woman. I don't want to hear any bullshit.
Gotta have a hook.
This is the fucking thing, dude. You're right. Or a Jew. You're right.
Yeah. I see what you did there.
Thanks, buddy. Hey, Mike, I want to get some plugs. Why don't you come back and fucking don't stand there watching the coffee pot brew? I hate him so much today, dude.
Yeah, he's not.
He's not doing good, dude.
I don't know what his A game is, but I would imagine.
This is like his B-plus game.
Yeah.
This is as good as he does. Oh, thanks, Mike.
Oh, but he did bring you the coffee, though.
I thought he was watching it brew, so. Let's get some plugs out of the way, and then we'll get into this shit. Thanks, Mike. plugs.
This is a secret
envelope. Oh, you don't have to hold up, right? See, this is the problem. You know? You should have the plugs on ready to go when I say, let's do the plugs. It shouldn't be a fucking search away. It shouldn't be him waiting for an ad and all this other shit, waiting for the music to come up. Look, he's going to come in when the song's already started. Say, it wasn't the beginning of the song. Now he'll rewind it. Is this the way a radio show sounds? Is that the way a radio show sounds? What do you have to plug, my friend?
Check out my show, Ratchet Ass Trivia, online. It's on Facebook and YouTube. Acid is a $$. Remember the thing a few years ago?
Yeah.
It was horseshit at the time, but yeah, we've changed it. It's a real fucked up game show. It's just trivia. It's three questions. People can win as much as $6 of my money. Played it on the street. Christina Galston, who is not here, she played my very pregnant Puerto Rican sidekick, and she's smoking cigarettes and drinking 40s in the background the whole time. But it's all questions that you
have. That sounds hilarious.
It's all questions you have no business knowing. We pitched it as a TV show, and it actually got us kicked out of Esquire Network. I'm trying to remember what version of it you played. So it was going great. It was me and Matt Richards were pitching it. He was doing it. At the time, he was my African exchange student sidekick, doing it like in a dashiki and shit. And we get to the final round. It's going great. And the final round is called Guess That Race, that I read you a true crime and you have to guess the race of the guy that did it.
Oh, great.
And just slammed on the brakes. And this woman who had been silent the whole time just goes, no. We're like, you don't want to play.
Let me guess, all of the crimes were committed by black people?
Obvi.
That would have been. Is that the gag? You kept on going back to black person?
the big reveal is light skinned black guy.
Oh, that's fucking hilarious, dude.
No, dude.
That's really funny because, like, in my head, I was like, that's what I would have done just to be funny and, like, edgier. And you were like, no, we did that, and it made us not sell the show.
No.
Black with freckles.
Ew, kill it. Kill it.
No, she wouldn't even let us play the round. She was just like, no.
We were like,
you don't want to play this game? She's like, HR, no, out.
Yeah.
And like, she literally kicked us out.
Homo retards. They're criminals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to later, I got some questions you guys can play.
You brought a fucking thing. Richie comes in like a real guest.
That's a good guy.
Richie's a pro because he understands you got to have a fucking. He's got a plug. He's got a story with his plug. He's got an opinion based off the things that are going on.
And a good little commercial for his show. If we play it, then people like it.
I want to play some Ratchet Australia. We'll do that. Zach?
It.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. And this Saturday, the 18th, you can catch me and Lewis at Nietzsche's in Buffalo at 7:30. It's going to be balling.
Wait, what was that thing you just did with your eyes?
What?
Your eyes just went all the way.
Oh, when I think.
That's your recall?
Yeah.
Are you aware of this?
Oh, yeah, he's called me out on
this. This is a consistent thing.
Zach goes into a full, when he thinks of jokes, he goes into a full possession.
Yeah.
It's like
he'll be sitting there, we'll be having a conversation.
Are you the three-eyed raven?
Yes, kind of.
Yeah.
That is creepy.
It very much happens.
If you guys aren't, if you're watching live, obviously, thank you for enjoying the live stream on GasDigitalNetwork.com. We are live every week at Monday and Wednesdays at noon. But if you're listening to this on iTunes, you guys can know you can get the video versions of all of our shows. We do a lot of video stuff on this show. You can watch Zach's eyes roll into the back of his head every time he's thinking of a joke. It's incredible.
That's really worth getting a close up on.
It really is. And, you know, dude, it's good. Like, you support the network, $7 a month. You get the HD version of the live stream. You get the chat. You get the message boards. You get the episodes 5 days before they come out to iTunes, Google Play, or anywhere else. Also, commercial-free episodes. Support Gas Digital Network. Use the promo code RAP. RAP. If you guys want to get a subscription, get a 14-day free trial. Get all the archives. We have 250 episodes of this show.
Wow.
So, I got some stuff coming up besides this Saturday. Obviously, Nietzsche's in Buffalo with Zach and Mika. I'm going to be this Friday night in Oakville, Connecticut. That's right outside of Mayberry, I believe. A couple hours outside of the city. Come out if you're in Connecticut, guys. It's a cupcake shop, I believe.
Perfect for you.
Zach, you're not available. Come do the show with me. Zach's on it, too. Zach's on the show.
Okay.
I'll give you $100.
Okay.
Zach's on the show.
The three-eyed raven.
I was working for cupcakes.
Fuck. Fuck. That's what I did with Harrington. Harrington's driving us to Buffalo. And I offered him.
Are you really?
That's a fucking drive.
Yes. Then I offered him $300. Check it out. Because after we save a few bucks on the train tickets, right? And then I was like, how long is Buffalo? He's like, oh, like 9-10 hours. Then we looked it up and it's 6 hours and 5 minutes. And I was like, wait a minute. I'm paying you the 9 hour, 9.5 hour rate, not the 6 hour and 5 minute rate. So I feel like I should get a discount.
Dude, I can't tell you how many times I've said yes to a gig thinking like, yeah, that's 4 hours away. And I'd Google it like, fuck, that is 7 hours.
Yeah.
Rochester is far.
Yeah. GomezComedy.com for tickets across the board, guys. December, I got Chicago and Philly. GomezComedy.com. If you're in Chicago, you're in Philly. GomezComedy.com. Check out me and Dave Smith in December. Also, I'm doing Doug Loves Movies, the special Christmas show here
at
the Gramercy Theater the end of the month. Got Ship Rocked coming up. Got Mohegan Sun coming up in January with Kimberly Congdon and Greg Stone. Lots of fun stuff coming up, motherfuckers. We ain't fucking around here.
Psyched.
We ain't fucking around. The Puerto Rican Rattlesnake is at a new level now. Nobody will book me, but I will book myself over and over and over again.
Coming for your cupcakes.
I'm my favorite comic. Louis J. Gomez booking business. I mean, I'm just fucking. I'm the number one guy to go to.
You're going top five.
So yeah, here's the deal. I don't even know if I want to fucking talk about the Lindy West article. I'm so over this.
I just feel. I thought we were done with her.
Like, I just want to say that I am kind of high, and I haven't smoked weed in 9 years and 9 months. So appreciate that.
Sorry.
No. I mean,
sorry.
It's a free.
I blew it this way. I should have blown it.
No,
he was thanking us.
It's a free lapse. It's cool.
Yeah, it was a thank you.
He could have been a pussy like Tinkle and like put his jacket over his face.
Aruga! I don't think we're Tinkle's supposed to talk about that, are we?
Oh, we're not.
Oops.
Edit. I'm kidding. Don't edit that. Look at Mike. He's like, please don't edit.
I'm not going to.
Yeah, Mike. Don't fucking see. Mike tries to out alpha me, then I'll just make him edit it. I'll make him edit it, and I'll make him edit in a fucking Looney Tunes sound effect in post. You fucking cocksucker! Now you have to edit it, bitch. Now you have to fucking edit it.
Chris Tinkle
really
is Aruga.
Yes, yes, that's what he is.
Hubba,
that,
hubba.
Fucking asshole! You fucking try to challenge me? You fucking yeah, you do. That's what he does.
Oh shit! I just got it. I got the cough.
Fine, dude.
This is it.
Fine.
Yeah, nah, I mean.
You want some Dexies?
No.
Dude, I'm in. But like, those fuck me up. You really have ADD.
But what make a plug for you is next time you take mushrooms, take Adderall or Dexedrine with it.
Why?
It completely accelerates the visuals.
Well, I take medication every day, so I would be on.
Double it.
I think I've probably done that. Double it.
Yeah, no, shrooms and Adderall. If they're not even good shrooms, Adderall makes them good. Yeah.
Okay, so look, I can't fucking say. I've said enough what I've said about Lindy fucking dickhead West. Who cares? I'm not even going to read the article. I don't care about it.
It's so hard not. Yeah,
it's terrible.
To not get sucked into that vortex.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. I want to talk about this really quick. You know, we were talking about making my son gay, and I'm kind of kidding.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not going to be, he's not gay, but he's really sensitive, like overly sensitive. And is that a sign of gayness in kids?
No.
I'm sure some meathead dad has Googled that before. You know, is my kid being sensitive?
Just drill him with a football every time he fucking cries.
Well, here's the thing. Like when Spider-Man was getting,
can't throw a football.
Right. When Spider-Man was getting, just throw it, hits the ground and bounces in weird directions.
Throw a squid kick at him.
You want to see Fat Lewis be frustrated? Watch me ever just fuck with a football for more than 10 minutes, because at one point it's going to hit the ground and bounce in the direction that I didn't plan it bouncing into, and you'll just see me like jump into the air like an ogre. It makes me so angry. I don't like, it's like, you know, they have those Kong balls for dogs.
Yeah.
That's how I react to a football. I get frustrated and start biting it. Sucks. No, my kid though, you know, he's really sensitive. Like when Spider-Man was getting beat up in the Spider-Man movie, he started like crying, you know? And then, I was going to take him to see Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah.
Ragnarok.
You got it.
And we did. We took him to go see it. It's a whole thing with his mom. It was a whole to-do about, like, she had to go read mom reviews.
Yeah.
Like, she's really that chick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when we were kids, the mom that my son's mother is when we were kids was, you know, the weird mom, like, where the kid would show up with, like, peanut butter and apples as a snack.
Mm-hmm.
That was very weird in 19... 19-
89, I was that kid.
1992, you know?
Yeah.
That, you're my age, right? You're about 37? Well, I'm 35, but you're in that age. Yeah, yeah. Richie's, here's the thing. Richie's an old fuck, but he looks so young that he never has to say his age.
Yeah.
And you almost shouldn't.
No, it's old enough that it's not on Facebook anymore.
You can be 26 years old. Eventually, it's gonna. Here's the problem with people that look young that are older. When it hits like you're a drug addict.
Oh, dude, it's going to be a trap door.
One day you're going to wake up and it's going to look like you went on a heroin binge for 30 years. Yeah. And that's the way your age sets in. Mm-hmm. So it's great now. It's actually not even great now. Because for getting pussy for you, unless you're into really young chicks, I'm sure you have a harder time getting chicks your age.
No way.
No?
No.
Really?
My range is wide open.
Yeah, I guess that is true.
Yeah.
But all of our ranges are wide open.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's just a matter of how old you're willing to go.
Yeah.
I got a chick now.
Oh, you got a girlfriend. Yeah. That's what I am. You're always a guy that has a girlfriend.
Pretty locked up right now.
Yeah. How long you been with her?
3 years. Actually, you know when we made it official was the last time I did this podcast was when I had just stepped on that fucking sea urchin. You remember that story?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, of course.
Horrendous story.
Yeah, I remember.
She came home from – she's a veterinarian. She came home from like a 16-hour shift with like a flashlight on her head and needles and shit and like dug these fucking things.
Oh, nice. So that was it. You're like, I got to fucking wife her up. Like,
yeah, that's a keeper.
Yeah. Good for you, buddy. Good for you. Well, are you going to have kids one day?
I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know. Well, there's never been a morning that I said to myself, man, a fucking toddler would be great right now.
No, I don't think anybody ever says that. But then what happens is once it happens, you're like, holy shit, without that, you know, that thing, knowing that. It's almost like the same way people talk about like DMT or tripping on mushrooms or acid. Like, you're like, dude, once you know and like you see that thing, like that's what it's like having a kid. There's it's seeing the world through eyes that you'll never unsee.
Yeah.
It is a thing that, you know, night and fucking day. I didn't give a fuck about kids before I had my son. Dude, I didn't give a fuck. There could be, if there was a baby that fell out of somebody's arms, I'd be like, oh. Jesus, I got to deal with this woman crying over her fucking...
Clean that up.
Yeah, I mean, I really mean it. There's like a fucking mess on my shoes now. I'm not dealing with this
skull.
Shit. Yeah, but now I see fucking babies and I'm just like, you know, I do. Yeah. I think I'm really good with kids. I read this article about how men who have small balls are good dads. Did we talk about this on the show?
We did.
No, did we? I did. That's a real fucking thing. And I'm actually really
the baby good. Can fit all your balls in its mouth.
I am good with kids, and my balls are not big.
Yeah, there you go.
That could be it.
There's something about that. But, like when I see other kids, like at my son's school, I've gotten like things from like moms. I've had this happen a couple times where moms are like, you're really good dad. Like, thank you for engaging my kid. Like, you know, in a respectful way. Cause when I see kids, like I, you know, I'll talk to kids and I'll take a knee and I'll like, you know, actually have a conversation with them. Like, you know, it's an instinct that came to me only after I had a kid, dude. Before that, if I was taking a knee around your kid, I was trying to molest your child. I was trying to offer your kid candy to get in my van. You should not have trusted me. But now all those urges are gone. So.
Good for you.
Got it out of your system.
You beat it.
My son is really just
Thank you,
years of built up child molester aggression. For the form of a sweet person who cries like a bitch during superhero movies. Thor Ragnarok is what I was saying.
Yes.
James cried during Thor Ragnarok. Did you say it?
No, I did not.
But dude, kids can't separate truth from reality from fantasy. So I mean,
you back it up one more. Puerto Ricans don't understand that movies aren't real.
But no, I mean, if you were in that experience, like with no context outside of it,
he knows he's watching a movie. Now, does he know? Here's this weird little conundrum that I have when watching Thor and watching all these superhero movies with him. Right, he's at an age where he believes in magic. Right, he's at an age where he believes in Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny, and like he really does, and it's sweet. And I'm not religious, and I don't have a spirituality, but I think that having kids believe in magic is a great way for them to understand the world right now and understand and separate good from evil in a nice, simple way. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they simplify it. You know, that's the bad guy. That's the, you know, it's, you know, when I was, you know, you're a little kid, you're attracted to things like that because, they, you know, the that whole concept, you know, and I don't want to raise my kid religiously either. So the idea that he kind of has this innocence and this kind of like, you know, view of the world as kind of this magical place. I don't know. I've never really asked him. I don't know if he believes that the Hulk is a real person out there. You know, like, I don't know if he thinks that the Hulk is out there and this is a movie where he's watching, like, them kind of documenting what the Hulk is doing.
Right. It, like, it could unravel Santa Claus and everything if you pull that Hulk thread.
Right. You know, I don't – I got to kind of almost, like, talk to him about it. And I think I should – I think I probably should at this point because he's fucking crying when the Hulk is, like, changing into Bruce Banner. And I guess if you look at it as real, like, this person that he loves is going – I smash it into things. My kid's, like, freaking out.
Oh, dude.
Just crying. You'd be like, Dad, help him. What are we doing right now?
Never have
my
the
friend.
Talk. Never have the talk. It don't make him gay. Make him retarded. They get all the fucking... They get the real breaks,
they get
dude.
All the parts. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, you can park clothes.
He will be
the
funniest retard out there. Are there any retarded comics?
Let's get him diagnosed.
Actually retarded?
Full retard?
I don't know.
I mean, there's definitely comics with challenges.
Mm.
There's your Josh Blooms and whatnot.
And if this was the 90s, I would film a sketch where we just... Take a person who is like, I don't know the type of retarded it is, but the ones where like all of their limbs are bent and their head goes like that and they have to look up into another direction and their teeth are all fucked up.
Me when I'm thinking of a joke.
What is the type of handicap? You know, where
I think you're talking about cerebral palsy.
Whole body's a pretzel. Listen.
It's MS and stuff like that.
Whole body's a pretzel. Face looks up. Mouth open in the opposite direction and teeth all fucked up, like, in different directions. And they sit there like that, looking like they're in excruciating pain. Whatever that is, on Halloween I saw a Halloween parade of that. And it was heartbreaking, yet horrifying and hilarious at the same time. I was like, wow, if you are celebrating Halloween, this is the one to go to. I gotta be honest with you. It was a lot.
You ever see John Lennon go full retard?
No.
Look, pull that up, dude. John Lennon, full retard. He used to do a character on stage in, like, the 60s. He'd be in the middle of a show and then just start, like, in between songs. He'd be like, and jumping around. And people
were
fucking –
were there retard characters
back in
the day?
And they loved it.
Like, SNL, was there ever a retard or –
You got it, Mike?
In Living Color.
It's a quick snippet.
Yeah, pull it up, Mike.
It's like an 8-minute long video.
Just fucking pull a piece of it up, you fucking asshole. Why would you complain into a microphone? Just fucking pull it up and find this piece when you're ready. Then you pull it up on the screen for us to look at. We'll talk in the meantime. Got it?
You're pulling up another podcast talking about it?
Just here's the thing, Richie. Let him do that. And he'll be there for a little while. And then we'll probably be on another piece of conversation by the time he does it. I don't really ask him. Yeah, so all right. So pull it up on the screen, let's say. But were there characters? I feel like there were, right? That was another thing when we were kids. It was like it was a little challenge. You'd be like, hey, dude, can you touch your pinky to your thumb?
Mm-hmm.
Can you do that?
Mm-hmm.
And can you bite the opposite shoulder? It's physically impossible to touch your right pinky to your right thumb and then bite your left shoulder. So try to do that.
I mean, this is obviously a setup.
No, yeah, obviously. This is what you... Oh, retard! Yeah. That was a thing you
do. Try to touch your own elbow.
Touch your own elbow.
Yeah.
You touch. It was touch your pinky to your thumb and bite to your opposite shoulder.
Yeah, just,
and then you'd be like, ah,
it's pretty retarded.
It was great, dude.
Yeah.
You know, pen 15 on the hand.
I'd
be like, do you want to join the Pen 15 Club?
Right.
Penis. It was great, dude. Or you tell somebody you close your eyes.
Quit burning your hour.
Please, this is what Amy Schumer and Patrice basically did. Fuck off. Your lazy horseshit fucking
internet jokes.
15 minutes of fucking teenager jokes. You know, the other one was like, you're walking through the forest. Close your eyes. You're walking through the forest.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You're getting faster. You hear something behind you. And you just smack him in the forehead. And you're like, you hit a tree. It's great. Bully jokes were my specialty.
Oh, I'm sure.
Specialty. Why are Indian girls so...
jeans.
Why are Indian women... why do they have that red dot on their forehead?
Because their husbands go, why are you so fucking ugly?
Why are you so fucking ugly? I told that to an Indian girl's face. This girl, Radha. I did it to her. I did it to her.
Some dude posted something that was so funny. It was like, my Indian neighbor beats his wife, punches his wife. Every night, my Indian neighbor punches his wife in the head at 7 o'clock sharp, right on the dot. It's so good. It's so good.
Right on the dot?
Right on the dot.
That's somebody, whose joke is that?
It was some comic.
Some tweet?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
And then we stole
That's
it.
So fucking funny,
unattributed.
Dude. No, you can, as long as you say it's somebody else's and you're giving them credit, that's no problem, dude.
Yeah.
Just gotta fucking say it.
I will say that the
that
hardest
relates, that relates to
the most inappropriate laugh that I've had at a movie was me and my sister were high when we saw Something About Mary, and the second Warren came out, second.
It's a retarded guy.
He came out.
The whole thing that he was doing, a whole character was a
retard. Have you seen my baseball?
Like, this second.
And by the way, watching him in anything else not retarded is so confusing.
Yeah.
He's Meatloaf in, like, a Meatloaf doc, like, a biopic.
Really?
And it's so, because you're like, I didn't know Meatloaf was retarded.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Actually, if you want to go to hell, Chris Burke, Corky from Life Goes On, had a children's band. And we used to do it as like a way to get people to leave parties. Would just blast. He does a version of, speaking of the Beatles, he does a version of Life Goes On.
Let's watch the thing that
with
Richie's
an all retarded
before.
Kid choir.
Richie's fucking getting excited because we got video access to things right now. He's loving it.
Yeah, my podcast is in this advance.
This is John Lennon doing a disabled person in his act. So let's see.
The Beatles are performing on stage at a show, I guess a televised show in the UK. Mentally handicapped people changing the tone of his voice and whatnot, and all in all, it's not a good look for John Lennon. Even though he's
okay,
all
right.
There's a much better.
No,
clip
I need to
it.
Pause it. Forget it.
But
that's not even the top five worst things John Lennon's done.
Mike. Just come on, bro. Yeah. Think about that. If we're going to watch it and it's just a dude talking about it, why would we watch this dude talking about it?
I can't preview the audio.
Well, then we got to figure that out. We don't do it that way. Okay. We don't do it that way. You figure it out, man. You fucking pull it up in your phone and headphones and you find the clip and know which one it is. The way to do it.
You know if he did that. Are you on your fucking phone right now?
No, that's not true. I wouldn't. If he's. The idea of you're supposed to make my job easier, Mike. You're going to listen to this fucking. Who is this guy? Who is this guy that I'm listening to right now? I want to know who he is. Pull him up. Now we're going to listen to him. Now I want to know what this guy does. Now we're going to know. This was. See, I have horrific ADD, Mike. So now I got to know who this fuck face is, you fucking piece of shit. Pull him up. Let's fucking look at this fucking asshole's body of work. Let's see. What's his channel name?
Consequence of Sound.
Let's see what else he does. Let's see what else he's got. Because this is interesting radio for Mike. So let's watch other people's podcasts.
Just following this guy's click all.
This is it, dude. This is what we're going to do. We're going to fucking watch some dude just doing nothing. Look at this.
He made a Bob Ross Deadpool trailer.
No, he did not make that. That's the Deadpool 2 trailer.
Just fucking stop. Don't pull anything else up. He's not allowed to pull anything else up for the rest of the show. It's just going to be a waste of time, dude. I'd rather just have our conversation. We're doing
a
good job.
See if you can find Chris Burke, Life Goes On.
Listen to me. Don't give me anything else to pull up, Richie.
All right. But
you're setting me up to be angry.
This is true.
And this is not his fault because I don't have any faith in Mike's ability to do anything.
I want you to treat yourself to listening to Obadi with an all-retarded kid choir.
So, listen. Thor, first of all, was a good movie. It was really good. It was really fun. It was sort of like 80s themed for no reason.
So hot right now.
Why do they have to do... Is it just because the 80s is hot, like retro?
I mean, the people that now
Stranger Things.
Yeah, but like I think it's because our generation finally has some dick to swing in getting shit made.
Yeah.
In Hollywood.
It's weird though. It's right? almost it's very out of nowhere because like, they're in an alternative dimension, and it's like they do these scenes where it's like very like 80s, you know, where Thor certain scenes where he's like fighting. My son's so cute, dude. I asked him what his favorite part of the movie is, and at one point they play that song. What's that song?
Zeppelin.
Yeah. What song is it?
That's Led Zeppelin, right?
Put it on. Fucking Mike. Put it on. I don't trust him. He's gonna, he pulled up the lyrics so we could just read the lyrics. Why not, Mike? Why
bum, bum, bum,
bum. Oh, wait. No, wait. Is that Barracuda?
No, it's not Barracuda, but that, I was kind of doing Barracuda.
Yeah, yeah, that part was definitely. Yeah.
I'm not very good at beatboxing 80s rock music. There we go. It's a fucking good tune. So they play this during the movie. My son loves that part. So he starts singing it. That's great.
Barracuda. Oh,
Barracuda.
What an unessential song Barracuda is.
Yeah, seriously.
Could have done without it.
I kind of would rather listen to Barracuda right now, to be honest with you. But I'm Barracuda now, thanks.
It's the hot mashup.
Videos of Barracudas.
Just some dude taking a Barracuda to the face. This is definitely, that's definitely what you were doing.
Go to the land of ice and cold.
It's the same fucking song.
It might be the same song.
That's not me, dude. That's them. They did that shit. That's Led Zeppelin. They're ripping off Barracuda.
Yeah, they are known thieves.
Heart sings Barracuda. It's a bitch band, huh? They sound the same, though. Same voice.
Speaking of a real-ass diet, Heart could use some keto in her life, huh?
Who? Heart?
The chick from Heart.
Who's the chick from Heart?
She's like the Kirstie Alley of rock. Like,
who is she? What's her name?
I couldn't tell your name, but she definitely has like a buck 50 pendulum swing.
That's the thing about women, right? Women, you know, I do believe, here's the problem with like all of this shit with like entertainment and women talking about the entertainment industry being unfair for them. It is unfair. And if you focus on the things that are unfair, you can get everybody on your side. You know, you can get everybody on your side. But you start to, they push to a point where it's like, yeah, that's fucked up. It's like, no, we shouldn't just fucking hold women to a standard where it's just about, you know, physical looks. Remember there was a few years ago, there was a female comic, she made a blog where it was like all covers of like movies. Mm-hmm. And like every time there was a woman on the cover of a movie, she was really sexualized. Mm-hmm. And it was really interesting. It was like a very interesting blog. I was like, oh, that's kind of fucking...
It's almost like they want to sell tickets to the movie.
Right.
But no, there is something about that. And you go like, yeah, they want to sell tickets to the movie. But if you change that perception, right, and that's just not what Hollywood's doing and that's not what producers are doing, people are still going to come out and see the movies and they're going to start seeing the movies for the right reasons. There was that other, you know, Zack Snyder's...
Sucker Punch.
No. The new Justice League movie, right? Mm-hmm. The Amazonian women, okay, pull up the side-by-side. They did it. So the Patty, whatever, the woman who created the other one, was Wonder Woman was directed and written by a woman, right? Mm-hmm. Is that the deal?
Yeah, I think so.
Patty, whatever the fuck her name was, right? Jenkins?
Yeah.
So the new Justice League movie is directed by Zack Snyder or whatever, and they show the Amazonian women, and they go, and somebody tweeted, it's interesting. They go, yeah, through the eyes of a woman or through the eyes of a man. And the outfits on the Amazonian women on the fucking, in Zack Snyder's, it's like literally basically bikinis. These bitches got fucking their abs popping out. You're like, whoa. And then in the original Wonder Woman, it's just kind of like they're wearing, you know, they're still kind of sexy, but it's not the same type of fucking, like, they're not showing as much skin. Here, there's a side-by-side, but...
Well, you know, like, the original lore of Amazon women was that they cut off their right tit. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, because they were archers. And it was a female-dominated society, so they would cut the right tit off so that they could draw back the bow.
Wait, is that...
No titty interference.
Is that a real thing? Like, were Amazon women real?
I mean, there's... It's the legend of...
I don't know anything about... I don't even know what an Amazon... I always thought an Amazonian woman was just a big bitch.
Yo, you ever see Amazon position in porn? Yeah. It is hilarious. Do you know what I mean?
No. Stop having... Yeah, Rich, okay. Just be in the conversation. Stop having them pull up stuff.
Amazon position is that you're on your back and some big bitch puts your knees back at your shoulders, pulls your dick up between your legs, and then rides you good.
Yeah.
So it's like a pounding
Mike, did you pull
missionary.
Up the side-by-side of the fucking Amazonians?
Yes.
Pull that up. Stop looking at porn right now. I don't want you to start pulling up more shit, okay? Listen to me. Don't fucking listen to anybody else telling you to pull shit up anymore.
I can't lay off it.
Just stop, Richie, because it's fucking... He can't handle it. So pull up the side-by-side on the big screen. There we go. So... Yeah, dude, on the left is the one from the Wonder Woman movie, which is like they look like fucking just warriors. They look like dudes, actually. And then on the right, and look, I'm sure there's a happy medium. I would do it somewhere in the middle. But look, I get the point. But that is a legitimate point.
Yeah, but this is like CrossFit. That's not sexy.
Mm.
There's no titties hanging out. Mm. This shit isn't really high cut.
That's kind of sexualized. When you're showing that much skin on a woman, I mean, look, they're fucking big, strong bitches. But it's definitely... If you look at one, I think there's a valid point there. when you're looking at things through a man's eyes, like, you know, we're sexualizing women a little bit more. But there's also something to that. Look, we've all taken acting classes. Richie, please get off your phone. We've all taken acting classes. What's going on with you today?
I'm showing you the Amazon position.
I don't want to see the Amazon position. Just be in the conversation, Richie.
All right.
This is a good show. We're having a great show. And, like, you're fucking keep on going and watching videos of other it's my biggest
You're not the only one with ADD around here, pal.
It's my biggest pet peeve on, like, Legion of Skanks is when we sit there and we just keep on pulling up video after video after video. One thing at a fucking time. Let's talk. And if it comes up, it comes up. It's not a big fucking deal, okay? I got it. You described the Amazon position. 95% of the people that consume the podcast just listen to it. They don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. Like, literally, it's just another fucking thing. You got it. You already did it. You did a great job describing it. Legs up, dick between the legs back. Looks like it fucking hurts. Like, holy shit, fuck these bitches. So, the point that I'm making, though.
I don't know if I could do it.
Is sexuality.
I might be too fat for Amazon position.
You need a good amount of dick for Amazon position.
I don't have that much dick either.
Or so, skinny legs.
But in Hollywood, when you go on a fucking audition, everyone's been doing acting class here.
Yeah.
Zach, you've probably never heard this because you're so unattractive that they wouldn't even waste their time with this tip for you. But Richie, you've heard this before. I've had two different acting coaches tell me when you go on an audition, your goal is to look as good as possible, to be as charming as possible, and to make the casting director want to fuck you. That is a goal of yours. When they say, they're not meaning literally want to fuck you as in, like, go home with you right there. Mm-hmm. They mean they want you to be giving some shit off where that casting director wants to fucking see you again. And sex sells, and there's something about, like, you know, I was specifically told, it's like, you know, they're like, you, even if you're, like, kind of dressing, if you're being a homeless person, they said, be the fucking best looking homeless person you could be, because that's a very, very big part of it. So when you're going into these castings and you're going from the very baseline level, whether you're men or women, you're kind of going, like, yeah, I'm trying to throw this kind of flirty energy out. I'm very flirty on a casting. Mm-hmm. If there's a woman, I'm very kind of, like, borderline flirty. The way that I smile, I'll touch somebody's arm, like, the same way that I would if I was trying to, like, fuck a chick.
Have you ever been cast in anything?
Nope. Doesn't work. Yeah. I have.
I was always told you never touch the casting director.
No, when I go shake their hand, put their hand on the shoulder. No, that's wrong.
Not supposed to shake their hands.
That's just wrong. I've never heard that in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very. I hug casting directors that I've met before.
Like, if you know them, but I don't think you're supposed to go in and, like, shake hands.
Oh, Richie, you're fucking crazy.
No.
Google that. Yeah, I would love to know if that's a tip that people say, and I've never heard that ever. Maybe you have a better acting coach than me, because mine's like, hey, you got to get him to fuck you.
Right.
Get him to take it. Get him alone. Touch him.
Or just take some pussy.
I don't have an acting coach. It's just an
Or just act really well.
Nah.
That too, but that's a part of it. But here's the thing, dude. Do you think it's the best actors that are being casted and everything?
No.
No. Who is it? It's people that people want to fuck.
Dude, nobody has overcome more boundaries with sheer acting than Buscemi.
Yeah.
There's not a big ugly. Like.
Yeah, but there's a reason you only see the same ugly people doing it over and over again, and they're fucking great actors, right? It's like.
Philip Seymour Hoffman, Paul Giamatti.
Yeah.
There's character actors.
Giamatti.
Mm.
But he doesn't shake a stick at the ugliness of Buscemi.
I'm sure there's an acting audition, like, video, like, tips for acting auditions. I would love it. How often do you go out on auditions, Richie?
It's like every couple weeks, probably.
Oh, really? So you're fucking out there.
Yeah.
You know. My agent asked me if I wanted to.
Never for anything I like.
I just don't want to. I don't really want to act.
The most disappointing thing of the very first audition I ever went on was for some commercial. And it was like this typecast type thing. And I showed up.
Veltrex?
They're like, she was like, yeah, wear a black V-neck. And I turned this corner and it was 20 dudes under 5'8 with plunging V-necks. They all look like ballerinas. It's like, oh my God, I'm a twink. Like, fuck. It sucked.
Yeah, that's the other thing. It's like, it is very, like, especially on, like, the lower level when you start acting, right? Where it's just like, you know, it's the foundation of anything, right? So you go to acting classes for a few years, you kind of learn it, you start auditioning, you go through that process, you do some student films, you do some theater, whatever it is. In the beginning, when you start going out for, like, television shit, you know, you're being casted very, like, you almost 100% of the time off your look.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just like, they're like, you know, you show up. If you're a fat chick, dude, imagine that. That's the thing that's like just hurts, right? But you look, you're choosing to get into it, but you're a fat chick. You show up for that audition, and it's just a fucking room full of fucking cows.
Yeah. What I think they're
like, you're just like, oh my, like you're that chick.
But are they changing like the way that they name people when they're extras that are in the background? Like, how many times have you seen like Fat Kid 1, Fat Kid 2?
Oh, I'm sure they have to. Yeah. People are very sensitive now, but it still doesn't.
I'm sure in the script it's like Husky Boy.
Yeah. Right.
But they don't really like, dude. They're,
Sturdy Girl.
They're not making shit like that anymore. Like Shallow Hal, I don't think they can make that movie. I cringed hard throughout that movie.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
I don't even understand how that movie got made back then. I remember being a fucking kid. What year was Shallow Hal out? It had to be 2003, 2002.
Yeah, I would
around
say.
Around there, yeah.
You know, it was.
Could have been 2000. Yeah.
I was a fucking 20-year-old kid. I was maybe 18, sometime in that age. I was a fucking douchey dude. And I remember watching Shallow Hal being like, this is uncomfortable, dude. Yeah. What, 2001? Yeah, dude. I was 18 years old, 19 years old. And I remember being, this is fucking uncomfortable. Like, the way they're just kind of, like, talking about this fat chick and the jokes they're making about it were, like, really, like, I was also fat. Like, I was fat, and I at that point, I was really fat.
Well, and Jack Black was fat, like, 2 years before that movie.
And he wasn't.
But he was Hollywood fat.
Yeah, he was Hollywood fat. Jack Black was never fat.
Yeah. I mean, he was, like.
Jack Black's, like, fucking, you know, fat. Like, Mike's obese in Hollywood.
Right, right. Yeah, he's dying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Jack Black was never even as fat as Mike is.
Right.
You know, that movie fucking, that made me, like, un-fucking comfortable, dude. Really? And now, if they made that movie today, they just wouldn't.
The sight gag of the canoe didn't make it all worthwhile. The canoe doing a wheelie.
I didn't like it at all.
It was awful.
There was no part of that movie that I liked. Do people like that movie?
No.
No, they're pretty, after Something About Mary, I don't think they did a good movie.
Farrelly Brothers?
Yeah. Me, Myself, and Irene's okay.
Outside Providence.
Yeah. Me, Myself, and Irene, I just remember there being one funny scene in it. And that's where they pull over in the cows dying on the side of the road?
Yeah.
That's a fucking funny scene.
I've not seen Me, Myself, and Irene.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mike, you can pull
it up.
Cow scene.
Pull up the whole fucking movie, Mike.
I'm going to pull up the cow scene for Me, Myself, and Irene.
Burn another 90.
I try to, like, here's what I try to do. I almost, like, so you guys know, when everyone listens to realize what I'm doing, like, I slowly start to say it, and I'm like, that's a really funny scene. Then I look over at Mike, wondering if, like, he's picking up on the, you know.
He's just digging in his belly button.
There we go. And he could pull, you know, but you think he'd just pull it up without me having to cue him and ask him? Because it's not a good experience. Okay, get some volume on there too, Mike. Why not, right?
Well, that's terrible.
Whoa.
Jim Carrey will die by his own hand within the next 5 years. I'm calling that, by the way.
Well, I doubt we're going to be able to move her, but we should try. You want to get that in? Just give it a little push?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, we should give it a shot. Okay?
Okay.
Go ahead. Just push as hard as you can.
Yeah, okay.
Ah! Jeez! Oh!
Oh!
Okay, you just.
Oh, it's still alive.
Just stand back. I'll take
that
care of it. I'll
too.
Take care of it.
Was. She yeah. done fucked her face up.
Yeah, she did. She got a bunch of surgery. Yeah, that wasn't good.
Yeah.
But she was a cute little petite chick.
Well, old girl. Suffering's over.
It's so funny. He puts a bullet in the cow's head.
It ain't always easy doing Mother Nature's work.
It's so funny. It's still very, very funny to me. Fuck, dude.
Dude, I know a redneck could beat a deer. Just
joking. Dude, it holds up. I knew it was coming, and it got like I'm not even slightly joking about how much of my she jumps in.
Wait, I know a redneck that beat a deer to death with a hammer.
Yeah, that's fine, Mike.
Yeah, he hit it with his car or with his truck, and he went over to make sure it was dead. And you know, and it like it started kicking like crazy. And he just like reached to his truck, and like and people had like just pulled up. It was like some mom was like was pulling a "Are you okay, good citizen?" thing.
Oh no!
And this dude's just fucking swinging a claw hammer. At
what do you do? I mean, what, that's the thing. Like I,
he ate that fucker. That's the kind of redneck.
That's
he is.
A crazy redneck right there. But for me, I like I'm really weird about like killing animals. Like. I have a really hard time with like bugs even, right?
Really?
So let's say you hit a fucking animal, right? You know, I don't have a gun. Like, what would you do? You hit a fucking animal. Like, there's a
lion. First of all, a deer fucks your world up. Like, you're looking at $1,000 worth of damage if you hit a deer.
You did. If no I'm problem. Driving, I'm driving a fucking $1,200 hoopty. I'm getting a new car.
Yeah, then that car is just done.
It's done.
You might die.
I'm walking away. I'm walking away from that Honda Accord.
Well, I mean, you don't just leave it there suffering, right? But
what do
yeah,
you do?
If there's no gun, that's
you,
a tough
one. You fucking
one.
Kill it? Do you
back
fucking...
over it?
Yeah, I don't even
the
know.
The humane thing to do is kill it.
Mm. You know what they do in Asia? They do... there's like it might be China or one of these Asian countries. If you hit a person, the law is that you have to like in your car and it's your fault. You have to pay their medical expenses for the rest of their life, right? That's just the way it is. So if you put somebody like in a wheelchair, it's like
really?
People go like broke, like they ruin their whole lives
in Israel.
So listen, hold on. Yeah. But what happens is
now it's just hit and runs. Now nobody stops. If
right. No.
Oh, they kill them.
They fucking back over them.
Oh, yeah.
There's all these videos of like little kids being killed because they get hit by a car, and these cold-blooded Asians with their little beady black eyes, they just put the car in reverse and go ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. And
I feel sorry for your mother.
Because then if the person dies...
It's a one-time buyout?
They just have to pay. There's a fee. Like you killed somebody in my family fee, and then they have to pay for the funeral. And that's it.
Man, and they were really one in a billion.
Dude, how cold? How cold is that, dude?
Wow. That's
fucking
crazy.
Yeah.
Math doesn't always work out. Can we play Ratchet Ass Trivia before we go? Do we still have time for
we
that?
We have time. We do. Listen, first of all, Richie, this ain't one of these fucking... Well, we got a 45-minute show here.
Oh, I didn't know.
But we do what we want to do.
Okay.
This is one of the hottest shows on the network. We're not fucking around here.
Well, the bit of trivia there was a good segue.
I like that. Let's play some.
This is unconfirmed, but I've heard that in Israel, if you get hit by a car as a pedestrian, it's your fault. And like... Yeah, it's the loosest laws for running people over.
Really?
That they probably take full advantage of with Palestinians.
Yeah, that's probably because they were like, look, here's the thing. People getting hit by cars is not really that big of a thing here, but we can kill Palestinians with this little loophole.
Yeah.
So,
I get it. Get them with the side view.
Fuck yeah, doggy.
Rock, paper, scissors, sedan.
Let me say one thing before we play Ratchet Ass Trivia. I thought of this point before because I didn't want to read the Lindy West article, but one of the things she said in the article was she said... you know, all of the, she said something along the lines of, you know, all of the alt-right, you know, man boys are now, you know, defending Louis. Now,
what alt-right?
But let me say this, right? It's like, forget just the comics. Like, what you're doing is you're categorizing everybody that disagrees with you as being a part of this kind of like cultural and political movement.
Right.
And what you're doing is that's really a big part of the problem. It's the reason why there are young neo-Nazis coming up in certain areas. And there are – like you're pushing young people to that because you get a guy who's on the fence maybe or, you know, a guy who – I could be an ally. I am an ally to women. Like I work with women. I give work to women. In comedy, I specifically give work to women. I work with a lot of women and, you know, I create opportunities for women just like, you know, they. I've worked with women that have created opportunities for me. But you kind of lose people as an ally because you put them in a different box and you make them an enemy. And you go like, well, if you don't believe this way, then you're completely on the other side. And you're like, dude, there's so much nuance there.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you rather the ally who sees things kind of both ways and is willing to have a conversation?
The left throws people overboard so fucking fast. It's unbelievable.
It's crazy, dude. You look at it happen with guys like Louis.
What, versus Roy Moore.
Yeah, who's is that
the guy accused
Alabama?
Of pedophilia is still on the ticket.
Yeah, real estate of the week. We already talked about it. that's all I want to say about that. I feel like that it's a stupid thing when you see them do that because they could have so many people that are a part of that cause.
No,
every man that I know. It was like, yeah, dude, we love working with women, hanging out with women. Every man that I know isn't trying to fuck all these young comics, all these chicks. Most guys that I know are just trying to fucking go to work and do their shit.
It's not just women. It's the left in general does that. If you don't agree with them 100%,
Then you're a Nazi.
Then exactly. You're a fucking Nazi. Yeah, I had this.
You're literally creating Nazis.
I had a Facebook
thread. Because then eventually people go, all right, guy, dude, I guess I'm a Nazi. If that's the definition, then yeah, I'm going to own who I am. I'm not going to run from my thoughts, right? So then it becomes this weird thing where it's like almost very childish. They go, it's like, all right, well, if that's what you define as a Nazi, then I'm a Nazi.
Yeah.
And now they have a clip of you going, I'm a Nazi. Right. I'm a Nazi. Yeah. I'm a Nazi.
It's a gif.
And now we have a clip of you doing that.
Three times in a row.
Right.
I'm a Nazi.
You thought that was a gif. No, he actually said it three times. No, I had that happen.
And you're a Nazi who owes Mike $15 now, by the way.
Fuck!
I had a Facebook thread that it was something about – I just said something about like the taking a knee thing. And this dude from my hometown who's a roid-head Trump supporter went off, and it turned into like 200 comments of like – basically, he said something like Trump has done more for black people than any other comic or any other president. And a bunch of my friends, a bunch of my black friends were just like manhandling the guy with facts. So I didn't even check on it. And the next day I get a message from this chick, Kadine, who all that I knew of her was I had a threesome with her in college. And she's a black chick. And the first thing she says is, if you don't unfriend that guy, I'm going to unfriend you.
Yeah.
Like, what? Because, I wasn't even looking at it. She's
crazy.
Like, if you stand by and watch the oppressor oppressed, then you are the oppressor.
Yeah.
And it's like, first of all, you have a law degree from Penn. You're not getting your ass kicked by the world here.
Yeah.
But I was like, what happened? And I go and look at it, and the first comment I see – I'm like, I call her out. I was like, well, I don't think that the way to start dialogue is for you to tell this guy he's a racist piece of shit and you hope he dies in a fire.
Well, he did start off his dialogue with just the gif of the monkey finding the bone in the beginning of 2001 A Space Odyssey.
So she hits me with, don't give me that white shit. Don't police my tone.
Please.
Unfriend me now. She's sending me instructions that I had to unfriend her.
Unfriend me, bitch.
Yeah, because that's how in control and manipulative the whole thing is.
Yeah.
Of if you don't completely agree, you have to agree with me the way that I say.
It's
or
fucking...
you have to disagree with me the way.
Well, then the other thing is people are going,
black chick
that
only fucks white guys.
Yeah.
You're not the most woke bitch in the world. Don't
attack the women that are coming out against Louis, and I'm not attacking them. But it's like, oh, they have the right to tell their story, and everyone's being super careful about that. But then you go to some of their pages on Twitter, it's like they're sharing every article about Louis being taken down. They're sharing they're relishing in the fact that he's getting this. So that's a little weird. I'm going okay, yes, the women have the right to tell their stories. It's their stories, their experience, and if they're offended by it and hurt by it, obviously, especially as comedians, it's our job to tell the truth and find the truth, right? And find the funny in it. And if that's what they're doing, that's what they're doing. But when it becomes they're a part of the witch hunt and they're cheering it on and they're pushing for that specifically, then you go, well, what is the motivation here? You know, it just becomes a little weird because they didn't come out and fucking, I don't believe that they were so devastated by what Louis did that it affected their lives to a way where they couldn't work, couldn't do.
In the grand scheme of assaults,
I don't believe that
you hit the jackpot if a guy jerks off.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't sit here, and I've had a lot of fucked up shit happen to me in my life, and I've been abused in a lot of ways, and I just can't sit here and. That experience, I'm sorry. Maybe I'm looking at it through the eyes of a guy with male privilege, but that experience doesn't make me go oh my God, you poor fucking victim. I go, yeah, it sucks. That's what you kind of get from me with that. I don't know,
Yeah, I mean, there's...
Maybe you got to go fucking live in the fucking... Grow up on welfare. Grow up on Section 8. Grow up with a mother who is a heroin addict. A dad who was fucking murdered when you were a kid. Be a real fucking victim, right? Deal with real abuse at the hands of the people that fucking love you, right? Not just the microaggressions and fucking the systematic, a real deal shit, right? Go deal with that. And then come back and sit here and tell me that a guy asking to pull his dick out in front of you is this fuck... It's not victim blaming. It's just looking at it through my perspective in my world. And we're supposed to all change our perspective and look at it through their perspective in their world. And I'm like, wait, why? Why do I have to change my perspective? Which, in my opinion, I've had a harder fucking path than most of these bitches. Most people that I know, I've had a harder path than. You will not sit here and hear me complain about it. I'll talk about it on the show. We make jokes about my mom being a drug addict. We make jokes about my dad's death. I talk about it in my act. But I've never used that as a reason that I should get anything or be handed anything. Or I've never used that victim mentality as a reason that I shouldn't have to work as hard. I fucking double down, triple down, quadrupled down, and I work harder than any other person that I've ever met in my entire life, period. Maybe Ralph. Ralph's the only other person. I mean this, dude. Ralph's the person who fucking works like, I'm like, whoa, wow. Ralph works his fucking ass off. Beyond that, I don't know people who work that way. Okay? Mm. So it's very difficult for me to, you know, if we're all sitting here in a fucking, and it's not men versus women, right? Let's just say it's fucking the oppressed versus not the oppressed, because they won't count me. I'm brown, right? I'm Puerto Rican, right? I'm not a white man. They won't count me because I'm not waving their flag and touting their agenda, you know? They won't. That's what I want.
The diversity showcase isn't knocking down the Louis J. Gomez.
Not at all. Bonnie McFarlane tweeted this morning about the Lindy West thing. She's like, I made a documentary about this 2 years ago. Lindy West isn't trying to push Bonnie's documentary because Bonnie's a nuanced opinion. She's a woman who's not always just going, oh, now Bonnie is very feminist and she touts some horse shit as well. But Bonnie will have a real conversation and tell you like it is. And that is more dangerous to Lindy West and the feminist movement than guys like us. Because guys like us, obviously, we're fucking just dumb man boys. Keep calling me a fucking man boy cunt. Right. If you're allowed to call somebody a man boy, that guy's allowed to call you a fat cunt. I'm sorry.
That's a trade-off.
Man boy is the equivalent on the same scale as fat cunt. Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, it's emasculating.
That's crazy, dude. Yeah. Man boy, fuck you, bitch. Okay? But they don't want people like Bonnie McFarlane, because somebody like Bonnie McFarlane is dangerous because they're going to have a conversation and they want to shut those women down. Women are afraid to come out. Women are afraid to have a conversation about it in a real way because they are completely torched by other women saying, what are you doing? A lot of these women are coming out. It's like, where are all the men coming out and defending us? Why? One girl wrote, she was like, where are all my male comedian friends coming out in support? This is one of the girls that was a victim of Louis. Mm-hmm. Where are all my male comedian friends coming out in support of me, especially the ones with the blue check mark? He's like, now you're shaming dudes for just
being verified. For distancing.
For not being involved, because you go like, yeah, dude, there's nuance, and I don't know exactly what happened there.
Well, so I'm also not doing Black Lives Matter protests. Like, it doesn't mean that I don't sympathize.
Because they don't. Oh, sorry. You're going somewhere else.
But you know who we're never going to hear from is this is my thing, that like Weinstein has like 100 people that have, or women that have come forward. You're not a scumbag to that many women without it working some of the time. Mm. So he has some success stories of successfully.
I think we said that earlier. About
Louis. Louis probably jerked off in front of 1,000 women that were like, cool.
But no.
Louis jerked off in front of me.
No, but I mean, there's women that are.
And they're
that,
contributing.
That got ahead. Because they hooked up.
Yeah, for every guy that got in trouble for that, we should also be looking at every woman that sucked a dick and got a job out of it, because they're contributing to that culture.
I actually don't give a shit. To be honest with you, I'm an adult. Sex is
sex. Oh, I don't care.
We're all monkeys walking the fucking earth, and we all want to fuck. Every man, woman, and child sees people every single day, and they go, I want to fuck that person. And if you are not crossing a boundary where you are.
To be fair.
So listen, but no, you know what I'm saying? Like, everyone wants to fuck, and we kind of separate the sex. Like, oh my God, it's this crazy thing. It's like, I don't know, dude. It's just sex.
Right.
Let's not, now, if you're not hurting anybody, or if you're not infringing on somebody else's rights, you know, I look at it as very like, why? Like, we go like, sex is this really crazy.
Did
like,
some chick has a Golden Globe because she sucked Harvey Weinstein's weird old dick.
100%.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really have a problem with it.
No, that's a win.
I don't really have a problem with it.
They both won.
You know.
You're never going to hear the story, though.
Yeah, of course. I have a problem with people hurting other people.
Yeah.
You know, nobody was hurt there. Everyone was happy in that situation. She got a Golden Globe. He got his dick sucked. Who is hurt in any way besides some dumb fucking twit actress who's like, I should be the one that got the Golden Globe. Fuck you. I don't care about you. I don't care about Hollywood elite.
Yeah.
I don't care about, like, I'll be honest with you, comedians, we have this fucking thing where it's like, you know, we're trying to do something kind of silly and, you know, we're living our dream. So I don't have that much sympathy for a comedian who it's a little bit harder for their path, because what you're trying to do is you're trying to do something fucking silly. You're trying to tell dick jokes at night. You're trying to circumvent the normal system.
Yeah, it's
you know, and it's hard once you get into it.
Something impossible.
Yeah, that's really difficult and really, but it's also very silly and not. Same thing with acting, entertainment, sports. These are things that are like, we're very egotistical to want to do it. So I have a hard time going like, oh my God, these poor actresses. I'm like, fuck you. You got the second you decided to be an actress, I go, ah, fuck you. Same thing with a comic. I'm sorry. I said this about us. It's like, yeah, we're narcissists. For me to sit there on stage and have 150 people, like, you know, for me to think that I'm important enough for them to have to hang on my fucking words, it comes from a fucked up, weird place. And I don't deserve more sympathy than a fucking, you know, maybe the person who has a 9-to-5 job and works 60 hours a week. That's the person who this story should be out there for. The woman who is at a fucking office who...
Or Congress. Have you seen that?
There's a lot of shit. There's
a creep list coming out.
But even in politics, because they're soulless people.
I have to piss so bad.
Yeah, go do your thing, dude. You're fine, man. And when you come, right when Richie Redding comes back, we're going to be playing
Ratchet Ass Trivia,
which is a lot of fun. Love the idea. I'm sorry. I get very preachy sometimes, Zach.
It happens, Lou.
What am I going to do? You know, the truth is...
I know what you're going to do is owe Mike, what, $40 now?
$45.
I haven't heard a single fucking sound effect, fuckface.
Because he doesn't want you to stop.
No.
I don't
want
to ruin the flow.
No, that's not the way it works, though. I told you to do the sound effects because then now I'm not aware of it even. And nobody's even paying attention to what I'm saying. They're just counting the times I'm saying that word. I hate everyone. Asshole. You could have loaded it so quickly into Jingle Palette.
I really couldn't
have. Yeah, you could. You could just download the sound effect, load it into Jingle Palette. It's so simple. Here you go, Zach. All right. Richie Redding's here, guys. Make sure you guys go check out Richie Redding on all social media. He's very funny. We're supposed to have this fucking chick on, but she doesn't care about... She doesn't care about her career. Doesn't care about her life.
We could have just pulled up John Leguizamo and his drag character and, like, went to that every time.
No, that's Giannis. That's Morissa. Ah-cha-cha-cha-cha. There we go. Look, he's doing it now, too. He's just doing it, which I kind of like. All right? So, here's the deal. I like the idea of doing a game show, by the way. I thought about trying to do a game show or writing a game show because I think that... It's almost like, are there any good game shows anymore? They're all just like kind of big fucking Who Wants to Be a Millionaire things now, right? Like when we were a kid, like Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy were like actually kind of cool. Are they still even things?
Yeah, they're still on.
Oh, yeah.
People watch that shit still? Hey,
my grandma watches every single night.
You know why, dude? Because that generation is going to die off eventually.
Yeah,
remember when you had to spend the money at a showcase on Wheel of Fortune?
No, wow, Richie, you are old.
You don't remember that?
Richie's like, remember when they introduced Technicolor?
No, they had the showcase the showroom showcase that, like,
I know what you're talking about.
$5,000, it was just the worst shit in the world. It was like a big ass popcorn machine
that
you had to take back to your house.
That sucks. What an awesome loophole! They made you spend Wheel of Fortune bucks,
and you had to pay tax on all that shit.
Of course,
but it was like the thing that I remember the most. It was like wicker furniture. Because every house wants some wicker. And then it was like the ceramic Dalmatian.
Richie got excited. He's like, wicker furniture? I can make my place look so wiggery.
Alas. put some plastic over it. Great.
So here, all right, tell me a little bit about the show. How do we play? How do we play the Ratchet S game show?
So, like I said, it's usually with the assistant that I've got. PDD is in the background smoking blunts, and
we've had him on the show. Love PDD.
Love PD, and Christina is my constantly sniping.
Here's the problem, right? This is why the network didn't like it, okay? Because a white man, this is what you walked in. You walked in with a fucking stable of slaves that you can't like.
when we pitched it, it was just me and Matt.
But even so, it's a stable of slaves. I mean, Matt is fucking, he's a black kid who's fucking dancing around and doing an African for you.
Man, I'm reconsidering this whole thing. That neck collar.
All right, we're going to pause the show for this cotton picking minute.
Listen to me. What you should have done.
It was a renegade show from the jump.
You should have had it opposite. He should have been hosting it. You should have been, you know, you could have had, if you have a black guy hosting it, then you can get into racial shit because it's just perceived as being through the eyes of a black guy.
Right.
So that's why I think Comedy Knockout works, because they have a black host for that show and they say some pretty racy shit on that show.
Mm-hmm.
And You know, so yeah, I think that would have been a better thing. So, but
I mean, it was a one in a million shot. I knew it killed most of the place we did it. It killed, and then they were just like, "Yeah, we."
All right, so that's how we play. All right, what are we doing here now?
First question would be worth $1.
So, are you really giving us money now?
No.
Thank you.
There's no money involved.
So we would answer these questions.
True or horseshit?
Let me ask you a question. Or when you go up to
are we competing against each other, or
sure.
we play?
It's usually just one person.
Is it one person? I got it.
But this is a game that has never been aired. These questions are all new for you.
Great. So we should just chime in, and then we're going to compete against each other.
Yeah, it's true or horseshit.
True or horseshit. Got it.
Yes. When you Google why do Mexicans blank, the first result is take naps.
When you Google why do Mexicans blank?
Why do Mexicans
blank? It autofills.
Autofill. Take naps. True or horseshit?
Horseshit.
Wait, what?
Why is this so hard?
Okay, so he's saying...
When one is to Google.
If you Googled why do Mexicans...
Yeah.
The first result that would autofill...
Oh, I got it.
...is take naps. Is that true or is it horseshit?
Yeah, you had to ask that question better, Richie. That was confusing.
I don't think it was.
Do you think it was a little confusing?
I kind of help Lewis through a lot of things.
Yeah.
I'm his connection to the real... Like, just as he helps me through the industry, I help him through people speaking
Ooh,
to
by
him.
The way, are way into Death Erection. We have to start training.
Yeah.
There's a school...
We're going to be a pro wrestling tag team.
There's a school up in the Bronx that he said we can come to. He said, like, literally in the next week.
You have really bad ADD.
Yeah, but, dude, how cool is that going to be?
It's going to be great.
It's a great name. When you Google, why do Mexicans blank, the first thing that it comes up with is take naps. True or horseshit?
True.
It is, in fact, horseshit. It is, why do Mexicans stare?
Oh, I thought you were going to say stink. I was like, ah.
No.
So blind people can hate them.
And I looked into it, apparently Mexicans are to staring what guys in purple suits are to catcalling. Have you not seen some Mexican dudes, like just a line of Mexican dudes all stare at the same five for a considerable amount of time?
No.
You've never experienced that?
No, he's busy staring.
All right, next question. Let's fucking do
this. $2 question. Zebra dicks are A, white, B, black, C, swirl, D, pink.
Black.
Pink.
It is black.
Oh, you're so gay.
Yeah.
That was a dick question.
Yeah,
that's why I was
fairness.
Able to answer that.
They are very black dicks.
Do you ask?
Have you seen
anything?
A zebra dick?
No, but I just assume based on horse dicks.
Swinging. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like horse dicks are kind of pinkish, though.
No, horse dicks, yeah, they are. I've seen them. I should have guessed black.
Not when you pull them out of your ass.
Yeah. Okay.
I learned early on in life to never bet at a track on a horse with the biggest dick.
So Zach is beating me right now.
He's crushing
$3 to zero.
Yes, okay. This would be a double or nothing third question. We're going to play a little game of Guess That Race. So you would be going for the pity fitty cents. Zach is going for a perfect $6.
Pitty-fitty.
Yeah,
I like it.
They all have pictures that correspond.
No,
to
it, I like
which
is make, good.
Yeah, it makes
this
it better when you see
it's
the
funny.
Pictures.
No, it doesn't make it
a
better.
A guy in a foreign country got pulled over because he was hauling, not towing, hauling a minivan in a highway on top of a moped. Was he white, black, Latino, or other?
I'm going to go with Latino. That sounds like a very Latino thing to do. I would do that.
I'm going to go... Black, like African black.
Oh, double or nothing. Nobody gets anything.
White.
It was other.
No.
Buddy, a moped. Moped.
Asian.
But there's an amazing picture of it. This guy, literally, he has a three-wheel moped with an actual fucking minivan on the back of the thing.
Wow.
And just ninja focus that only a Chinaman can produce.
So I guess it's offensive questions for fucking, and you get people, they're weirded out by it.
Yeah, well, and it's a great drinking game also.
Mm. How's it a drinking game?
Just when you get one wrong, you drink.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Right. But yeah, I started a company called Not TV, and we're
that's where you're saying it.
But no, and we're producing online content.
Zach, your version of the joke was better, and I'm glad I didn't get mine out because we were right there with each other.
I didn't even hear it.
You can guess what we were saying. The name of your company is Not TV.
Yeah.
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 So it's, which is where you can see it.
Right, right, right. Exactly. Yeah. But, yeah, we're just producing a lot of online comedy.
That's great,
comedy.
Dude. That's we've fucking great, coming dude. Out. Yeah. Richie Redding is very funny. He's got a lot of funny stuff coming out on the internet and all that good stuff. We're going to do a couple more little things here before we get out of here. Wanted to guess the news really quick.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information. I should have read Justin's headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
So, apparently in Australia, they have a vote for same-sex marriage.
Okay.
That's all I know. I don't know if they passed it. I don't know if they're against it. I have no idea what's going on with same-sex marriage in Australia.
Okay.
So, Zach, let's guess the news here. What do you think happened here?
I think they have been pushing it for quite a while, and they had a vote.
Finally, they got it in. They're like, ah! Yeah.
I think they had a vote. I think they had a very right-wing government for a while, and I think now the left is starting to take over Australia.
So you think that they got it passed?
Yeah, I think they definitely got it passed.
All right, all right. I saw an article on CNN.com. And it was
actually, no, I don't think they got it passed. The people voted for it, but it's not passed yet.
Okay, so right now they're in
the people
weird...
want it, but I don't think it's been gone through.
They're in a weird like gay purgatory where they're fucking
behind closed
doors still.
Yeah, they had their Trump, basically, I think.
Australian gay is kind of hard to tell. My gaydar would be able to tell. It's a very gay type of accent, right?
I don't know. I just can't see that accent with a lisp.
Good day, mate.
Good day.
Hello, mate. I want to suck your cock, mate.
Yeah, it's like the words don't even go together.
Yeah, I I think Australian chicks.
It's hardcore.
I don't like the accent, but they're slutty.
Mm-hmm.
They're slutty girls,
but
dude.
Aggressive.
I've hooked up with a few Australian girls, and they're always just down.
Yeah,
like really, really in. So kind of a my perspective on Australian people are annoying and slutty, right? Gays. So I think they passed the vote for exact reason.
I think they did.
Yeah, it's an annoying gay society down there. So annoying slutty society down there, which is gay.
Yeah, they seem pretty liberal.
Yeah. So, what's the actual thing? What happened here? Let's see. Australia's same-sex postal survey. 61.6% say yes. 38.4% say no, as it happened. Let's see. More than 12.7 million people voted in a huge 79.5% turnout. All states and territories recorded to vote in favor of change. Turnbull says it's an overwhelming vote for fairness. James Patterson gives up a rival conservative marriage bill. Follow all the news, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, they that's it. They voted yes.
Some weird gay Australians.
That's fun, dude. Good for them. Good for the gays.
Go for it.
It's so stupid. What a fucking dumb... Well, marriage is like... What a fuck... What are we living in? What type of society or times are we living in where we're looking at marriage as even being a real fucking thing? It is like... It is so obviously a fucking... thing that has nothing to do with the government and nothing to do with what two people want to fucking call. It's just them calling their union something. It's a word. It's a fucking word.
It's wealth transfer.
I don't even understand. Like, it makes no sense to me why there would be any laws or rules or anything. It should be completely – the government has nothing to do with it. You're in love with a person and you want to spend the rest of your life with them, right? And what you want to do with whether it's your money or how you divvy up your property, I guess that becomes a legal thing. But go fucking have a contract. Write up a contract about that specifically. Don't have to have this fucking marriage, which creates all these other fucking rules. And
dude, you know what they used to do, though, to be able to like get insurance and shit and be able to transfer money and stuff? I knew a gay couple that adopted – like the older guy legally adopted – this was in like the 80s or something, adopted his boyfriend.
No, that's a fucking Adam Sandler movie, dude.
As his son.
No.
No, had to.
It's called, and I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry. I saw this movie, dude.
No. That shit really happened.
Yeah.
Because it was the only way that they could like leave money to one another, get into the hospital room and shit like
that. They originally did that scene for Me, Myself, and Irene with a gay guy was lying in the street. They thought it was too edgy for the 90s.
They just beat him with a shoe.
Yeah, dude. They shot him in the head. He was like, hey!
Hey! What happened? Oh my god!
He did it with the tranny. He just fucking pistol whipped the tranny.
Oh my god!
It was a very aggressive scene.
It's a different time.
Yeah, dude. You know, it was comedy back then. You could pistol whip and shoot a tranny in the head.
Yeah, you could have fun
just for lying there.
As long as you eat it when you're done.
Use every part of that tranny. The tranny's head as a hat. His fucking overbite on my forehead. Yeah, dude. I don't know what to say. It's fucking. I'm going to. I think I have to start branding myself as like a dirty comic, because I think that's kind of at least. I think that's kind of why we get away with what we get away with Legion of Skanks.
Because you don't make any apologies.
It's branded as the most offensive show on earth. We did it on purpose. It was kind of tongue in cheek at first, but. When you watch that show, you know, you know that you're going to hear fucked up words, and you know we don't shy away from that, and it's part of the show, it's part of the appeal of the show, it's why, so it's like you can't really attack that if we're not pretending like, oh hey, we're just trying to do this. You can't do what we do on late night. We can do late night, but it's a separate thing. I can't do those types of jokes. I've right. never tried.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, but yeah, I think that's probably a better idea. Like literally just to say fucking, you know, dirty comedy. You know, you can't do the hack fucking. You know, censored tape over the mouth.
Parental advisory.
Yeah. I mean, I could do it. That'd be fun, though. Doing my own, like, other type of parental advisory. It's like, even parents can't watch this.
Parental advisory. I don't have any.
parental advisory. Don't leave your kids with me.
Ah, shit. All right. Let's get some questions. Let's fucking wrap this one up. Get some fan questions, and we're out of here. If you want to join the conversation, shoot me an email. Go to GomezComedy.com on the contact page where you can check out all my tour dates as well. And submit it there. Make sure you include real ask questions in the subject line. Or you can follow my Instagram. What are you doing? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? Or do we have some? All right, we'll do it in a minute. Thank you. Or you can follow me on Instagram, Gomez Comedy on Instagram. On my story, I always ask the morning of the show. So you guys can always ask your questions there as well. Today's first question comes from James.
Where are you? Is the Hulk okay?
Dada.
Shit. Lewis, do you have bipolar disorder? Zach, and guess what mental illnesses do you have? Do I have bipolar disorder? Maybe. I don't know.
Bipolar.
What is bipolar?
Bipolar. People say like, oh, I'm moody, I'm bipolar. But real bipolar is like you're awake for 5 days, you sleep for 10. Like, you know, it's mania and extreme depression.
No, yeah, I think you're too functional to be bipolar.
No, I'm not bipolar. I'm definitely like hardcore ADHD.
Sure.
I think that I've been depressed and stuff. Bipolar disorder known as manic depressive illness. Yeah, it's manic depressive. No, I'm not manic depressed. I have been, I think, in the past. I think all of those mental illnesses, and I don't fucking know, but the research that I've done with them, just in terms of like getting into therapy and medications and things like that, they kind of just try out a whole plethora of medications on you, and they go like, yeah, we'll see which one works with you. I don't think that they even really understand what
real
like true bipolar disorder is.
Extreme.
Well, this is what I'm saying though. I think that like people kind of categorize themselves as like ADD or bipolar or narcissism or all this other shit. And like, and I think there's different like. I think I pull from all of those different crazy psychotic disorders. I think if you look at like certain traits in all of them, I kind of pull from all of them and have my own like fucked up shit. But I think everybody does. I think part of it is not suppressing it and not, you know, pretending that it doesn't exist and trying to think of ways consciously to make yourself better, you know, in every area. I talk about that as like a business philosophy, but I've almost been trying to do that in my real life as well, which is, you know, I look at my life and everything that I do as like, let's say I'm the manager of this business, right? So Luis J. Gomez, the business, there's the career side, there's the health side, there's the relationship side, there's the fathering side, there's the fucking, like, there's everything, right? So if I were to come in as a manager of this business, I would try to quantify every department and try to say, well, how can we get every department to be operating on the highest level possible? And what can we be doing in every area? And I almost have to step outside of myself and fucking do that. And I think that, you know, getting into therapy and kind of starting to look at myself a little differently has helped me kind of do that a little bit. You
that
know,
was so far off from what the question was, but that was, yeah, that was definitely a good tour of your mind.
So, rapist is the answer. Rape artist, as it was called in the 80s. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
What happened to rape artist?
Thrown to the wayside.
What happened to rape artist, dude? That's a term nobody even uses anymore.
I don't remember hearing that as often.
Richie, don't ever contradict me on my own show. Would you have any disorders? What do you got?
I legit thought I was bipolar when I was...
No, I was bisexual.
When I was using, and... But, you know, I was taking tons of blow and downers and fucking ecstasy. Ecstasy will fuck you up real good.
Yeah.
Like, just because the serotonin release... Like, it really fucks up your... Like, you get really depressed if you do a lot of E.
Yeah.
And so I was dealing with that for a while. But no, I think I'm pretty free of mental disorders.
What about you, Zachy?
OCD.
Do you have OCD?
What's your thing?
Why are you so dirty?
It's not... It's
he's got to have at least an eighth of an inch of dirt on
the door. Checking the door constantly.
Locked?
Yeah, make sure the door's locked.
Why? I leave my door open.
Did you ever get barged in on or something? Did somebody ever, like, break in?
No, I'm always afraid that the cats are going to get out.
Ah.
This is Colson wants to know. I have two questions. First, can you please be the real ass dude of the week this week? You've been killing it lately with getting free hotel rooms, yelling at Shannon, calling police officers faggots, and telling them to suck your dick. Just all around real assness. So please, real ass dude of the week should be you. Second, this is mainly for Zach. I want to know what his favorite horror movies are. More of the mainstream ones that he enjoys. Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Scream, etc., etc. Thanks for all the excitement and content. First of all, I will say this right now. We're working on some. Zach, do you want to talk about that yet or no?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
We're working on Zach doing his own video podcast, which is, you know, the concept would be him and a co-host just literally watch a horror movie, Mystery Science Theater style, and just, you know, talk shit during the movie, make fun of different elements, and it would be everything from, you know, well-known horror movies, newer ones, to old campy ones. There's such a wide range there that could be really, really fun. So, and it's something that we've talked about before, and we're going to be doing that. We're getting a new studio. We're officially making... There was a bunch of shit that happened with the studio, and I won't bore people with the details, but we're officially making that move very, very soon. So as soon as we do that, that'll be easier to kind of get stuff like that done. But that's really exciting. But what is your favorite horror movie of all time, Zach? That more of a mainstream one.
Texas Chainsaw 2.
Ooh, 2. That's very real. Why 2?
Because it's a comedy as well as a horror movie, and I think other than Evil Dead 2, it mixes it the best. It speaks to me. I love it.
Yeah, there's something awesome about that. That's why I like Thor, actually, because it was actually a comedy. What's your rating? Are you out of here, buddy?
I do, man.
All right, brother. Thanks for coming.
Thank you guys so much.
What's your rating? Is the fucking man.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. We'll do one or two more questions. Going to Instagram story. Mad Gecko Man wants to know, what is your favorite podcast to be a guest on? I loved you on Kill Tony. Your one-liner game is on point. What's my favorite guest or favorite podcast to be a guest on? That's a fucking great question. It's a great question. I never even thought about that. What's your favorite podcast to be a guest on, Zach?
Legion Skank.
It's got to be, right?
Yeah.
You're probably most comfortable there.
Yeah.
You know, it's just fuck. It's this with Jay and Dave being idiots as well. My favorite podcast to be a guest on. The ones that I do, I really like. I really like Joey Diaz's podcast. I just like talking to Joey Diaz. Joey Diaz gives me a really fucking... He's a very warm guy, and I feel very connected to him. And the times that I've done a show 3 times now. And I've just had really great conversations with him. I'm very rarely comfortable with people that I don't know super well, and he's one of those guys that made it, and we just get fucking baked and eat edibles and just fucking get into a kind of a silly, wacky conversation, which I really fucking like. I love being a guest on Kill Tony, dude. Kill Tony is a fucking... If you haven't seen that show live, it's just... It's guaranteed to be hysterical every fucking time, dude. It's, you know, it's kind of what Roast Battle... The same way Roast Battle has the judges. The judges are just there to be on fire. He always has professional comics there. Whether the comics that are going up are good or not, it's great. I mean, I literally have a blast every time I'm on Kill Tony. It's a fucking hard question, dude. It's a hard question. Where do I laugh the most? Who I like the most? I gotta be honest with you, I loved Doug Loves Movies. I loved... Dude, that was the one of the most fun I've ever had on any fucking podcast. That's a brilliant idea for a show. The West Coast, I'll tell you what the West Coast does is they've taken the kind of the progressive... you know, ideas and podcasting, and they're always a year or two ahead of us. And that's what I'm trying to do with Gas Digital, is we're trying to do, like, really, you know, things like what we're going to do with Uzak, what we're doing with the Roastmasters. We have another show that we're talking about right now. We can't announce anything about, but it's very different from everything else. More, it's actually scripted. It's much more in a weird fucking realm. There's shit that we're trying to do that is very forward-thinking. And, you know, right now, especially now, we need to be the leaders creating freedom of expression in comedy, because that's going away. You know, my goal right now is getting Gas Digital to a place where we can fucking create television shows, create content on a high level where comics don't need to be afraid to create incredible fucking fucked up amazing content. And we can do it the way we want to do it, and the people that like it can like it, and the ones that don't like it. And sponsors will want to be a part of it too. Let's get real. There are sponsors that are out there. There are people that are CEOs of companies that are going, no, I don't want to be a part of that culture. There's a whole counterculture there, and we can be at the forefront of it. So we are trying to do that for you motherfuckers. This is it. It's been a good show, Zach.
It was fun.
I love you, buddy.
Same, buddy.
We're doing two shows this weekend now.
Yep.
We got to figure out how we're going to get out to Connecticut now. Mike? Friday night, guys. Oakville, Connecticut. Me and Zach Amico. I got to confirm it, but you'll be all right.
Okay.
You get at that music. Saturday night, Buffalo, New York, Nietzsche's.
Me, Lewis, Mike Harrington driving.
Harrington, you're driving, right? You said you were.
I didn't say I was.
Oh, you're not now? You piece of shit. Now it's fucking days later. You can't fucking change things on me. Oh, dude, you're done. You're done. Ooh.
I think you should drive us.
Here's the truth. I realize if I'm paying somebody, we could probably get somebody to do it for $150 versus $300.
All right, let's find somebody.
We get them a hotel room.
Yeah, let's find somebody.
It's pretty easy. Not very difficult. All right, guys. We will check you next week. Real Ass Podcast. Peace, Novas.
That's all, folks.